My name is Sarah Ironside, and I'm here this evening with a couple of the committee of Darkness into Light Brussels. Darkness into Light started in Ireland 11 years ago when a couple who had lost their son to suicide got up very early in the morning in a park in Dublin and walked towards the rising sun as a sort of symbolic gesture to remember their child. The aim of the walk is to raise funds for Pieta House, which is the flagship organisation against suicide in Ireland. But of course, the walk in Brussels is also dedicated to raising funds for Belgian organisations, the Centrum for Prévention de Self-Doding. The other is the Centre de Prévention de Suicide. The walk is a very symbolic walk. It's not only about fundraising, it's actually about reflecting. It's reflecting on the fact that mental health remains a taboo in society today. We don't talk about it. We are often frightened to say we are feeling bad, we are feeling low, we are feeling depressed. There is still a stigma attached to issues of mental health. And this year, the walk will take place on the 11th of May at 5 a.m. in the Parc Saint-Quentinaire, Jubel Park in Brussels. Last year, we had 600 people and we raised €60,000. Between 5 and 6 people die every day in Belgium by suicide. That is 2,000 people a year. And while perhaps not all of those deaths are preventable, some of them are.
My name is Kieran O'Donnell. I've just moved to Brussels in the last few weeks. I've got involved in the committee because I know people in my life who have been lost to suicide. Most people my age, I'm 27 years old. Everyone knows someone who's either gone through mental health issues or who has indeed been lost to suicide. I think any event that sparks conversation or promotes talking about mental health is a fantastic initiative.
My name is Edel Newman-Alvarez and I'm living here in Brussels since almost 25 years. We launched Darkness into Light, the second edition, on the 6th of March at an event that was held at the Irish Embassy. There were representatives from the two Belgian organisations, and we also had Commissioner Phil Hogan, who's the patron of our organisation. We had Commissioner Andrew Kaitis, Commissioner Celia Nidius, and we had the presence of Ambassador Nolan. The launch was obviously very important to publicise as much and really get the campaign going and really spread the word out there about the walk. The message is really it's okay not to feel okay. The important thing is just to talk about it with people. So we're looking forward to a great event on the 11th of May, and hopefully we'll have a huge presence and we'll be able to raise a lot of money to this very worthy cause.